Welcome to the Potty Slam. Can I get a Roman Reigns ooh-rah right now from you guys?
Ooh-rah!
Does that feel good?
So good.
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. We got Ryan here with us tonight.
Yeah, that's me.
He's back. He's
better than ever.
Well, yes, I am. And I just like to hang out here, so why the H?
He just showed up, so I guess we better let him be on the podcast.
Of course, there's April.
Yeah,
the
hi.
Lovely April.
Yeah, that is April.
And that's Josh.
Hey, that's me.
Hey.
You guys are married. Aww. Oh, my God, you're in love.
I know.
And listening in is Aaron.
Hello.
That's my lovely wife. So we didn't just have Ryan on because we like him, which we do. We're going to start out this episode a little game. Let's name that wrestler. Because Ryan is, you're not a fan of wrestling. You appreciate the art form.
I like the movie The Wrestler.
That's a great movie.
It is.
I enjoyed Macho Man snapping into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. I love my Slim Jim.
You like me on the
Spider-Man
movie. Yeah.
I liked Hogan Knows
Spider-Man.
Best.
I've got you Jewish for 3 minutes.
Jewish fella, really sticky hands, yeah.
I like wrestling from afar.
Right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to show you pictures of current roster wrestlers, what you think their name is or should be.
Okay. All right.
So we'll start with this guy.
Grizzly.
No, nope, it's AJ Styles.
Grizzly.
Leather Boy.
Baron Corbin.
Happy.
Bailey.
That's pretty good. She's a hugger. She likes to hug people. That's her thing. I'd like to hug her.
Swamp Thing.
Bo Dallas.
You don't believe in him?
Well, I don't know. Beard Sauce.
Same initials. Braun Strowman. Nice.
Beef Stroganoff.
Beef Stroganoff.
Soulfly.
Bray Wyatt.
Fucking shit. Laser Cat.
Chad Gable.
Friend Zone.
Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Panda Bear.
You can't teach that.
No, that's Enzo Amore.
Oh, fuck.
Me.
What are the people that are beyond the wall called?
Wildlings?
Wildling Man.
Oh, Eric Rowan.
Oh, Jesus. Jack the Ripper.
Whoa! That was pretty good. Jack Gallagher.
Mudvayne.
Gold Dust.
Same syllables.
Oh, God.
This guy looks like Liam Neeson's, like, bad semen.
James Ellsworth.
Oh, God.
Seadoo.
Seadoo.
Jeff Hardy, which you called, I believe, Slipknot 1.
Oh, Jesus. Period Face?
Period Face?
Oh, he earned his red wings. Kane.
That's Kane.
Little Wayne.
Kofi Kingston.
Uncle Touchy.
Luke Harper.
Oh, nice. This is hard. Purple Burst.
Oh, Sasha Banks.
Snoop Dogg's cousin.
Not Happy.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one. He's God, this guy looks like he's
ooh-rah.
He looks like an extra in the Rock movies.
Well, pretty close.
I'll call him. He's got it looks like two R's, so I'm going to call him Rowdy Ralph.
Actually, coincidentally, he actually is The Rock's cousin.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Yeah.
It's Roman Reigns.
He's Samoan?
Yes. Yep.
Cool. Fuck, Fredo.
Fredo. Rusev.
He's getting the syllable. Yeah. Like, it's pretty good.
Pouty.
Pete Dunne.
Pouty.
Oh, I like this guy. Kimbo Slice.
Former U.S. Olympian Mark Henry.
All right. Ooh. Serial killer?
Ooh.
Neville.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Psy? Isn't that the guy that sings those songs? Japanese guy.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Conor McGregor.
Sheamus.
Reptile from Mortal Kombat.
Sin Cara.
Oh, Jesus. I was on a Mortal Kombat kick in my head. Nah. He looks like... Did anybody here see the movie The Void?
No.
No.
He looks like one of the bad guys from The Void.
See, I was thinking Max.
I'll call him Upside Down Red Triangle.
I actually think of Mad Max.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was Victor.
Snurgan.
Snurgan.
Snurgan's Aleister Black.
Ooh. Peppy.
That's definitely not the word to describe her. That's Asuka.
But okay. Still, the syllables, it's crazy.
Right, I know, he's pretty good.
This guy looks like somebody shit in his coffee.
His name is Snur.
No, it's Drew McIntyre.
All right. This is... if I had to give him a name, I would think he was like Zach Wilde.
Eric Young. Isn't that crazy?
He's good.
Viper.
Ember Moon.
She looks like she's intense. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
she is.
Wet nipples.
Wet nipples. Killian Dane. Wet nipples. All right.
What's the dude that's on Comedy Bang Bang that plays the music?
Oh, frick. What's his name? I know who you're talking about.
Jimi Hendrix.
No. The musician, comedian.
Always has a pick in his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, from The Roots?
No, that's Questlove.
Oh, that's right.
I know who you're talking about, though. This is No Way Jose.
No Way Jose.
That's his name, yes.
Evanescence.
Nikki Cross.
This is the last one right here.
Okay, this is... he looks like he's an Indian, but he's a black dude. It's weird. and he's got ruffles, so he kind of has like the Prince thing going on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call him... I bet he plays guitar. I'm going to call him... Rasta.
I'm surprised he didn't call him Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, he is kind of Lenny Kravitz.
Velveteen Dream.
Rasta.
Wow. So excellent job.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know, I get a feeling... If they ever need a guy to name wrestlers,
I would hire you.
Yeah, I would too.
Well,
I'd go with my gut.
Thank you for playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
You win.
What was Roman Reigns? Rowdy
Ralph.
Rusty? That's right. Rowdy Ralph.
I kind of like that. I'd go with that over Roman.
Sounds
Reigns.
Way better than Roman Reigns.
Jerome Young, aka New Jack. If you have ever watched ECW, this is a madman who wrestles. A legitimate, this guy's gone to prison. He's, you can see, look at his head, and you can see the scars from cutting himself.
Yeah.
Why does he cut? Well,
to bleed, you know, so you take a razor blade and you cut so it looks like you've been busted open.
Wow.
Well, he was part of one of the most grisly events I've seen in wrestling. That happened on... November 23rd, 1996, at the Wonderland Ballroom in Revere, Massachusetts.
Wow, it was 96?
1996.
That's still
20. I was 48.
I was 4.
And there was an aspiring wrestler. Well, he wasn't a wrestler. He just told people he was a wrestler. He was a 17-year-old kid named Eric Kulas. who's 6'5", 350 pounds.
Whoa!
So it was pretty easy for him and his father to claim that he was a 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of mistakes made in this incident.
Wait. Can you say the stats again? How tall and...
He was 6'4 or 6'5, 350 pounds.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 150. No, I was 350. Like, he's a rail.
Right? This guy was not a rail. He was the train on the rail.
No, yes, he was.
Well, he took up the name Mass Transit because he kind of resembled a Ralph Cramden-type bus driver.
Okay.
And he managed to talk... President and Booker Paul Heyman to allow him to fill in for Axl Rotten. There was supposed to be a tag team match between the Gangsters, who was New Jack and Mustafa Syed, against Rotten, Axl Rotten, and Devon Dudley. Well, Axl Rotten had some travel issues and he couldn't show up, so they were looking for somebody to fill in, so they had Mr. Kulas fill in. Well, before the match, Kulas was told that he would need to bleed. He needed to cut himself open. Well, having actually never been trained, lying about that and lying about his age and lying about his experience, he asked New Jack if, hey, in the match, can you cut me open? Mistake number two.
Uh-oh.
Yes. During the match, Devon and Mustafa brawled outside the ring while New Jack and Kulas fought inside the ring. The match was very one-sided, with Mustafa easily isolating Devon outside before he and New Jack severely beat Kulas with foreign objects such as crutches, garbage cans, chains, and toasters. As a matter of fact, Kulas says that the shot from the toaster was so hard, he thought he was going... He was like, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it took?
Yeah, right? Yeah,
well, it gets worse. The end of the match saw New Jack then cut Kulas so deeply with a scalpel that it cut the bone. In his forehead.
Ugh.
He started starting bleeding profusely. And this is when you can hear, because there's a fan who shot the video. And if you want to go look at this video, I'm warning you, it's brutal. You can hear him screaming, like screams of someone who's being killed. He thought he was dying.
Oh, no.
And then you hear Kulas's father begging for the match to stop. You can hear him over the rest of the crowd begging, please stop this match.
Wow.
The match was not televised, as I said, but a fan cam was on hand to record the event, and that video is available. And this sparked such controversy that they had to almost cancel their next pay-per-view because the pay-per-view provider was like, yeah, that's not... No, we can't be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, afterwards, there was a lawsuit involving Kulas's family and New Jack. And that lawsuit, authorities later determined that Kulas had lied to Heyman about his age and experience. And 3 years after the incident is when New Jack was tried on charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. After Jack was asked to get color bleed, a jury acquitted Young of all charges in the criminal trial, and he was later declared not liable in the civil trial.
So... Let me get this straight. So he went into this match telling the guy that he could cut him. He cut him to the bone.
To the bone.
And then his...
Taking advantage. Well, basically... Okay, go ahead. Ask your question. I'll kind of get into a little bit more of this.
No. I was just curious as a kind of a breakdown of it. I'm just imagining the guy you showed me getting cut and bleeding.
That was the guy doing the cutting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I flipped that. Wow.
So basically, when New Jack found out that this kid knew nothing about wrestling, because you're trusting the person that you're going against to protect you and knows what they're doing.
Yeah, because the odd thing is, like, I think we pointed this out from when I was on before, but just it's not the person who's getting subjected to the move, it's the person doing the move.
It's up to them to protect.
It's up to them to, yeah.
Well, here you have this kid who's never done it. All of a sudden, New Jack's like, whoa, you lied. You could have gotten me injured.
Right.
And fair enough. I think New Jack went too far in this. I could have seen him giving the kid a black eye or something as a, like, hey, you don't belong here.
But, right.
But this is New Jack talking about the incident.
Oh, no.
You mentioned mass transit earlier on in the
session. No, I didn't. You did.
You actually did. But anyway, If he was still alive and you guys were in an empty room and he wanted to talk to you, what would you say to him?
I would have told him the same thing that I told him that night. This is not a good idea. Rob, I said it then and I'll say it again. I never stabbed Mass Transit. Mass Transit told me to cut him. And I cut him. To the fans that keep, you stabbed Mass Transit, fuck you. No, I didn't. You can't accuse a motherfucker for rape if the bitch invited him to the pussy. His forehead was the pussy. He told me to fuck it. I fucked it. So there you go.
And by the way, come, this...
Yes, when that blood was skeeting out his head, that was my nut, fucker.
He's got a pussy on his head already.
Great metaphor right there.
Exactly.
Do you think that's going to be something that you're always going to be known for over your wrestling in the
I league? Want it to be. That's scalenigga.com. 101. I don't give a fuck about that, Rod. He told me to do it. How do I get put on the goddamn witness stand defending my life going to prison for 5 years over a motherfucker that said, cut me. Again. He said, cut me for the record. I cut him because he asked me to.
He has a point.
Like Mass Transit. For y'all that don't like it, go die.
So there you go. That's,
that was so eloquently put.
That's the guy he went up to and said, cut me to.
I wouldn't tell that guy to cut me if my life depended on it. But that's just a little bit about me.
So there you go. That's the Mass Transit incident.
Wow.
1996. Pretty brutal.
The blood was my nut.
We're going to have to. Oh, I wonder if we could post that video.
I feel like we will.
I feel like it's brutal, though. Would fit in with this podcast group.
He would. We should have him on. He sounds like a super friendly guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could have
just
him.
Just not here.
Yes. So, yes, Mass Transit actually passed away later on to complications due to weight.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Bummer.
So he was a big boy, though.
He was a very big boy. Age 17, he's 6'4", 6'5", 350.
Oh, boy. Big guy.
Yeah.
What do you eat to retain that kind of weight?
Pork chops. Covered in frosting.
I was about to say, right. Battered in frosted flakes and then deep fried.
Yep. Just peanut oil.
Just drinks it.
IVs it.
Ugh.
Yep.
Ugh. kind of farts you would get for drinking a bottle of peanut oil.
This is how we know we're family, because I was going to be like, what kind of shits is he taking?
The kind that look like you throw a pudding cup at the back of the toilet.
Your butthole would look like when you put your thumb over the edge of a hose. Yep.
It'd be like a power washer. We'd just cut right through the toilet.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Ah,
geez. Nice. Well, thanks for having me on this fine episode.
So, Ryan.
Yeah.
If we were looking for you elsewhere.
Oh, me? Little old me? Well, you would check out Conspiracy Therapy Podcast, which is on Beer City Media as far as where you can find us. You can check us out on Podomatic, Facebook, Twitter at Conspiracy T Show. Subscribe on iTunes or your preferred device.
Stiff Joystick Podcast. You can find that on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
And of course, if you enjoy the Potty Slam Podcast, you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic.
Mm-hmm. And if you like baseball and nutting with blood, check us out on the EFIS Podcast, the Baseball
Sounds
History
super
Podcast.
Painful.
Does bloody nut. EFISPodcast.net. Find all this on Beer City Media on Facebook and Twitter.
If you were in a new metal band in the late 90s mm-hmm. and you bulked up, you should be in the Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Good call.
Good Wrestle is the Kiss Demon. Check that episode out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Episode 3, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you, guess what, next week.
Hey.
Because we're weekly now.
OMG.
We are no longer bi. We have made a decision.
Yep.
We chose
one. We're no longer straddling the fence.
Nope.
We're going steady, guys.
That's right. We're not dipping and being dipped in.
Yep.
We're just dipping.
Yep.
And in April's case, being plus, dipped in.
Yeah.
Something like you said, anal dipping. I want to hear a story about the Undertaker.
We have the cucumber story.
Okay, now I want to hear a story about Macho Man.
We've got.
We had a story about
him and waffles.
Yep.
I want to hear a story about Nature Boy.
Yeah, we have a couple of those.
Helicopter party.
Yep.
Fuck.
Those are like those all the ones he knows.
How are you going to do weekly shows? I can't think of anything.
Oh, there's plenty.
All right.
Don't you worry your pretty little face.
We'll do one on Rowdy Ralph.
Rowdy Ralph. Aru, I think, is his catchphrase.
He's a good brother.
Don't it's touch his yard.
Don't touch his SpaghettiOs.
Mm-hmm. It's his garden.
Yeah.
See you next week for the Body Slam.
Journey with me into the mind of a maniac. Doomed to be a killer since I came out the nutsack. I'm in a murderous mind state with a heart full of terror. I see the devil in the mirror. Fuck. Lights out. Cause when I grab my sword off, niggas get hauled on. Barrel one, tear your motherfucking flesh. Barrel two, tear your fucking heart out your chest. You see, I'm quick to let the hammer go click on my tech nine. So if you try to wreck mine, foolish, your bedtime. Feel the blast from the chocolate bomber. Infrared and let your head like your name was Sarah Connor. Decapitation, I ain't hesitating to put you in a funeral home with a bullet in your dome. I'm hot like lava. You got a problem? I got a problem solver. And his name is Revolver. It's like a deadly game of freeze tag. I touch you with the 44 mag and you're frozen inside a body bag. Nobody iller than this graveyard filler, cap pillar. Cause I'm a natural born killer.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.